shoplifting career, you could safely say I was filled with fear. It was nail-biting work from the very start, but several quick successes soon gave me heart. After a while I could pick and nick the bees, some shirts, some trousers and a few LPs. No one ever stopped me, they didn't seem to care. It sometimes seemed to me there was no one there. Then a fine summer's day, my mate and me set off down the West End on our usual spree. Things were as normal for an hour or so, then my nimble hands were a bit too slow. Two store detectives made a fast approach, one grabbed my jacket, the other grabbed my throat. So we took you at last, one said with joy, but after you some time my life in the void. Remembered my common sense, they captured me red-handed with evidence. If I go to the manager and say I'm sorry, maybe he'll forgive me for my youthful folly.
But what will my social worker say if I don't come home today? He'll give me a clown. What if they don't let me out? I told them I'm on my own. Don't they understand? I'm from a broken home.
I'll tell him I'm the product of a broken home, and I always went out on my own. Was it too late to say I'd pay? And I'll never steal again till the end of my days, because I had no friends to call as such. Money and possessions, I did not have much, so I started to steal in order to get by. The quickness of the hand deceives the eye, deceives the eye.